For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, August 28, 1964, the Beatles are introduced to marijuana. August 28, 1995, the World Health Organization publishes WHO Project on Health Implications of Cannabis Use, a comparative appraisal of the health and psychological consequences of alcohol, cannabis, nicotine, and opiate use. The original version, not the official one, states, "There are good reasons for saying that the risk from cannabis would be unlikely to seriously compare to the public health risks of alcohol and tobacco." September 1, 2003. In an effort to save over $30 million in general revenue in 5 years, Texas implements a new law that requires mandatory community supervision instead of incarceration for first-time drug offenders, a judge guilty of possession of less than 1 gram of a certain controlled substance or less than 1 pound of marijuana. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
New reports from Afghanistan indicate that the area under poppy cultivation increased an incredible 78% this year over last. In 2005, U.S.-occupied Afghanistan's poppies yielded over 90% of the world's heroin, effectively monopolizing the illegal market. Undoubtedly, this year's record-breaking crop will further increase black market domination. Meanwhile, in suburban Massachusetts, heroin remains readily available for $4 a dose, less than a pack of cigarettes or a six-pack of beer. According to the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, the price of heroin in the U.S. has decreased by half in the last 10 years. NATO's Supreme Allied Commander, General James Jones, reminded the world this week that NATO will follow American precedent in Afghanistan and take no active role in eradicating the illegal crop. Dear listeners, the U.S. now spends $40 billion per year waging drug war, yet after 5 years of American occupation, Afghanistan heroin production has increased over 30-fold, and continues to rise exponentially, seemingly without limit or resistance. The Bush administration / cartel simultaneously oversees both the world's largest prison system, overflowing with drug war casualties, and the world's largest illegal drug production and distribution network. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.